You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith with today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting with me today, Wayne Majars, vice president and chief of staff, Loyola University,
and you have a big
Chicago.
You have a big smile on your face because of the Bears' victory yesterday.
Oh, did we steal that one? Oh, my Lord. I still can't figure out that ruling on that touchdown callback for Detroit. But, hey, a win is a win.
You'll take it.
Right, and so but it just blows me away that you have first and goal from the 2-foot line and get stuffed 4 times in a row. But a win is a win. And in the NFL, there's only a 16-game schedule, so you've got to take them. And you like to defend your house and win at home.
That's
right, and Sox won. Sox beat Kansas City, so they're still alive.
Right.
And we believe in eternal hope.
Yes, we do.
They're only 6 games
eternal
out, and they
salvation.
Played Minnesota. Right. So that's our sports wrap-up for this morning here at Catholic Schools Today. Our time is coming up on 9:02. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. Wayne, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was relaxing for once. We had a busy week last week and a busy week coming up this week, so it was nice to get a little break.
Oh, and now back to work.
Back to the grind.
We have a wonderful program lined up, and our first segment we have with us in studio, Sue Bordenero, Family and School Association Consultant, and Legislative Action Consultant for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Sue, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you.
And
thank
Sue has been on before. She's an outstanding guest and belongs to St. Jude the Apostle Parish in South Holland. And coming up on September 18th, which would be this Saturday, the Strengthening Catholic Schools Conference will be held at Nazareth Academy. This conference serves the needs of elementary and high school partners, including school board members, family school associations, and legislative action persons. So, Sue, I know you said to us before the program began, it is a Saturday that is not geared towards school faculties, but really volunteers.
That's correct, Father Greg. It is basically to help those wonderful volunteers in the Catholic school who want to be professional in the roles that they've accepted, to get some professional expertise around those areas that they are involved in.
And how does the attendance occur? Is it basically reaching out to the various parishes to see what volunteers are? Do most parishes send volunteer representatives to the program?
Not as many as we would like. Most of the schools, a good percentage, I want to say like maybe 85%, send somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But if more people want to come from a parish, from a school, we'd be more than happy to have them.
Okay, so how many? Go ahead, Wayne.
Now you've got a lot here. There's everything from strategic planning to the role of the board in Catholic school identity, the role of parents, enrollment, external funding. This is really a menu for individuals who may not only be on individual school boards, but might be involved in a particular aspect of their parish life or their school life, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It isn't just school board people, and though they do make up the majority of the attendees. But as you said, parent organization, parent guardian organizations, financial committees. We have something called LAPS, Legislative Action Persons, who are part of our network for getting issues to the legislators. We work with the Catholic Conference and the United States Catholic Bishops. So those people are our target audience, and though principals and pastors are invited, it is focused, and the major conference of the year focused on volunteers.
I think, Sue, the thing that strikes me is from just what you said, in many ways, the running of a Catholic school, and now 99% of course connect to a parish with the school, on a grammar school level, of course the high school is a little bit different, it is a lot more complicated than people think with all the different branches that constitute the running of a Catholic school. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And what's become most complicated is the financial support.
Okay, say something more about that.
Okay, it is not 99% of the schools that are now attached to one parish. We have conglomerates, like six schools from six different parishes combined to one. We have,
which happens to be where I pastor. I'm pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and we connect with St. Nicholas in Evanston and Pope John the 23rd. So it's two parishes with one school.
And my
working,
own
the model's working out well, and we have an outstanding principal.
Well, that's good. And you need an outstanding principal because that's a difficult thing.
But you have the same situation in South Holland.
Yes, we do. Six schools combined into one. And it's not going quite as well, but we aren't quite as financially stable out our way as you are in your area. But it's six schools, so it's a little different than it used to be. It isn't 99% parish schools anymore. So the financial aspect has become major, as everybody knows, and so they've developed something new. We've always had advisory boards. You may still have your school board may be called advisory, and it has limited power, and but a good principal listens and follows through on what's reasonable. We now have something called boards of specified jurisdiction, and they have more of a role in the guidance and major role in the financial support of a school. And the attempt there is to get people on that board that have influence, that have connections, not just necessarily the parents, which has been a little difficult for the parents to accept, but there's some role there for the parents, and then the people that could more definitely connect with support are those that you look for on a board of specified jurisdiction.
So this conference has been going on for quite some time. How has it changed over the years? I mean, it almost seems as if as the Catholic schools have grown and gotten stronger and better, the role of the volunteers has dramatically increased. The role of volunteers has become more complex and complicated. How has that really impacted the types of workshops that go on from year to year in this conference?
Well, very specifically, when this conference started, it had a lot of parenting workshops. You know, how you deal with a troublesome child. And we have had to eliminate those because we need a lot more focus on getting professional about the role that you have in supporting the school. And, of course,
there's a real shift there.
There was. There were always those workshops that were school board training and how to run a good meeting, but there were a lot more parenting. And it was turning out that more of the parents were going to the parenting workshops than to the training.
So. And yet, Sue, let me just interrupt, and that is, with you saying that there are less parenting workshops today at the conference than 5 or 10 years ago and more on legislative and financial, et cetera, and yet don't we live in a society that the need for parental workshops is probably greater than ever?
You're absolutely right, Father. Absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a tough world. And I mean, just in the whole area of just computers, the need for parents to become more computer literate, what their child is seeing, and in some ways behind their back, because children are savvy with a computer much more so than their parents.
Okay, if you take a look at the brochure that I gave to you, you'll see that there's a workshop called Legal Issues, School Communications and Social Media, and then another one down below, Legal Issues for School Boards and Family and School Associations, which is trying to give some assistance to parents in that whole role.
Sue Bordenaro is the legislative action person and also the Family and School Association consultant for the Archdiocese of Chicago. The conference is called Strengthening Catholic Schools, coming up this Saturday, September 18th at Nazareth Academy. And you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Despite medical advancements, prevention, research, and groundbreaking treatment opportunities, the ongoing impact of the global HIV/AIDS pandemic continues to be staggering. Please join or support Catholic Charities this year on Saturday, October 2nd in Grant Park at the AIDS Run Walk. 100% of the funds raised by Team Catholic Charities are returned to Catholic Charities in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call 312-655-7322 or visit www.catholiccharities.net.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is exactly 9:11 on a beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. I can't believe, Wayne, that next week at about this time we'll be starting the season of fall.
That's right.
A week from tomorrow.
That's right.
How
what
quickly
has happened to the summer?
A week ago today was Labor Day. How fast the summer went by. And you notice when you get up in the morning, I know you get up, usually get up around 9:30, so it's light by then.
This is a stretch for me, this 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but you know how it gets dark.
After a while, so you just go with it. It's mentally fatiguing to try to fight it.
Because you don't want to trade those insults.
No,
he'll do that later on, maybe the next segment, so we'll be even time.
That's right. We're talking with Sue Bordnero, who is the legislative action person and also the Family and School Association consultant, working with the Archdiocese on the Strengthening Catholic Schools Conference coming up this Saturday. And Sue, one of the workshops that are going to be coming up this weekend is called Illinois School Choice, dealing with a lot of the legislative issues that are facing the Catholic school system, not only in Illinois or in Chicago and Illinois, but really throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the issues, school vouchers, I know we've talked about before on various shows, that are confronting legislatively the Catholic school network.
Okay, well, we had done quite well in getting tuition tax credits, in getting transportation reimbursement, in getting textbook loans, and money for safety issues from the state. And with this budget, we have not lost the tuition tax credit, but we've lost the transportation reimbursement for parents who have to drive their kids distances. We've lost the textbook loan, and we've lost some of the safety grant money. So those are major issues. But the bigger issue is the whole school choice issue.
Say something about that.
Okay, what is just? Should the money follow every child, because every adult pays taxes, to the school of their choice? Or does it just go to public schools and the non-public schools struggle and are struggling terribly, as you know, not mm-hmm. only our Catholic schools, but any other non-public. So the school choice issue, which is a workshop issue here, and it's called the Illinois School Choice Workshop, is the broader issue of school choice in a bigger way than these little pieces we had, you know. And it's a justice issue, and in the earlier years, a lot of the other non-public schools weren't quite on board with us because they were afraid of government interference, but we've been able to control that so that, for instance, we want the same safety things. So if that's what the state is and the government are asking for, that's perfectly okay. But we've been able to control it as far as the books and having our own Catholic approach. And so I think the other non-public schools are beginning to understand that, and they're on board with us now like they haven't been. We have rallies in Springfield. We have issues at a network of what we call LAPS, Legislative Action People, work on when maybe the Catholic Conference says, here's a bill that we want a lot of support for, or we want you to target one specific legislator. And we've got that network all set up here in the Archdiocese.
In the foreseeable future, there is likely to be less money available for more need, more programs, not only in the private school sector, but in other spots of the state of Illinois. Where in the schools are we going to make that up? You mentioned a couple of programs that have been eliminated as far as state funding is concerned.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I mean, at the conference level, what are some of the things that are being looked at as a way to make up the difference for the state shortfall?
Okay. The boards of specified jurisdiction that I mentioned earlier, who have a larger role in the financial health of a school, that's one way to go. Looking for people who have connections. They're looking for a corporate tax credit as a possibility. Some other states have that.
Right.
Fundraising is an ongoing thing, and there's a workshop to address that. It doesn't bring in the amounts of money that are needed to keep a school running.
Yeah, and
know?
Especially in this economy, it's not easy.
And see, that's the thing. Answer. We are in an economy.
That's right.
You know, and I think what's scaring people is they're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, certainly in 2010, and many people are writing off 2011. There may be some movement economically in 2012, but people
are
running.
Or
be broke by then when people are running scared. Yeah. Now, in just in the last couple of minutes, Sue, give us the logistics regarding this Saturday's conference, the location, the time, the cost, and how people can sign up.
Okay, thank you. That'll be helpful. Okay, it's Nazareth Academy, which is 1029 West Ogden. The Continental Breakfast begins at 8. The workshop is over by, or the conference is over by 12:45, so that parents and guardians can get on their way, do their shopping, hopefully go to an afternoon football game or whatever is going on this season. It is located just a little east of 294 and a little south of the Eisenhower, 290. Mm-hmm. And that gives access. It's as central
location
as we can get, and it works really well.
And what is the cost
for the
cost the
day? Is $25 per person, and registration can be done in two ways. There, if you go to what we call the Office Catholic School Resource Portal at ocs.archchicago, all one word, archchicago.org. You can register at the portal, or you could call the administrative assistant for the conference, Carolyn Brass, at 312-534-5244.
Then number once again.
312-534-5244.
And that's for the Strengthening Catholic Schools Conference to be held this Saturday, September 18th at Nazareth Academy. I want to thank in a very special way our guest this first segment, Sue Bordenero, the Family and School Association Consultant and Legislative Action Consultant for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Sue, you've been a guest before. You'll be on in the future. You are excellent at what you do. Our prayers are with you for in all you do, but also for a great conference this Saturday. This is Catholic Community Faith in special edition Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Magyar. It's time coming up on 9:19 on this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. Our phone number 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And welcome back to Catholic Community Faith for today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. Time is coming up on 9:22 on this gorgeous Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Wayne Majars, who is Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University. Wayne, stay on your side of the table.
I am.
Put your material back. Just get over there. Stay away. And this segment, we have with us Father Michael Cronin, pastor of St. Edward Parish in Chicago. Mike is a great priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, ordained in 1973, and the brand new pastor who will be installed as what number pastor, Mike?
You know, I wish I knew, Greg. I know it's been 110 years, so it's quite a few pastors have been before me at St. Edward.
You're not the second.
No, not the second.
Sure. All those with us in studio, Sister Virginia Dever, scripture teacher at St. Edward School, and Sister Virginia Dever is an alum of St. Edward, graduating from the grammar school, folks get this, 1931. Is that correct?
Right.
But you look 29, Sister.
I know.
So an alum from St.
Edward. Not the truth, not the truth.
1931, and you teach scripture at St. Edward School. And also with us in studio, Sister Marie Michelle, principal of St. Edward School. Welcome to all of you. And they are here today because St. Edward School is celebrating their 100th year anniversary. Past and present students and families will participate in a celebration mass on February 20th, 2011. The school is known for the music program for students in grades 1 through 8. Welcome to all. And Sister Marie Michelle, how long have you been principal at St. Edward?
For 19 years.
19. This is a real veteran crew, Wayne. Well, except for the rookie pastor. Now, let me ask you this. 100 years, and then if my math is right for Sister Virginia, let's see, 1910. So when you graduated, Sister, you started that school when it was relatively a new school.
Right.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there were 10 of us, and we all went.
There were 10 of you in your class.
Mm-hmm.
And now what have you seen change, Sister Marie Michelle, in your 19 years there as principal? I'm going to ask the same question to Sister Virginia to her grammar school days, but what have you seen change these last 19 years?
Probably the enrollment is the biggest thing that's changed. But we still have a very strong school. We still have 340 students. But when I came 19 years ago, there were 680 students. Mm.
680 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What a shift.
And Sister Virginia, when you began a smaller, much smaller school, but as you've seen the school grow and develop over these years, as a faculty member now, what are some of your fondest memories if you look back at just your time at St. Edward's?
Well, it was all in one building. There was a little church on the top floor of the school. The nuns lived there, and then that's where the school was. Everything was in one building, mm-hmm. you know, when it started out. We had the Viatorians there first, and then, you know, the other priests came. Picture of our graduation.
Yeah, hold it up for the radio.
It's a marvelous picture.
Compared with now, you know, lots of graduates.
Yeah.
That's our graduating class.
And so then you actually began as a little girl there in first grade.
Right.
Were you baptized at St. Edward Parish?
No, St. Veronica's.
You were at St. Veronica's, and Mom and Dad then moved over to the St.
Right.
Edward community.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you were you started like about 19 in the fall of 24 to graduate in 31, which means you were in junior high when the Great Depression hit in 29.
Right.
That is amazing. And mm-hmm. so, and then when did you enter religious life?
When I was 20 years old. I went to DePaul for a year, and then I went to the convent.
DePaul for a year. And Father mm-hmm. Mike Cronin is a brand new pastor at St. Edward Parish. You know, you and I have both been in the process of transition, going from St. Patrick in Lamont to St. Edward's, and I've left St. Mary of the Woods in Edgebrook to St. Mary in Evanston. How has it been for you in transition to move from one community now to another, on the verge of celebrating 100 years with the school?
Well, Greg, you know, it was really a great thing. I support Catholic schools very strongly, and so, you know, I went to Catholic school, and most of the parishes I've been at, they've had good Catholic schools, and I think they're really needed, especially, you know, in our world today. So I was glad when I was asked to go to St. Edward to find out that they had a Catholic school as well. Where I was before at St. Pat's in Lamont, our Catholic school is a combined Catholic school, St. Alphonsus, St. Patrick, another kind of model for Catholic schools, but the two parishes had combined the schools. They actually had combined them over 45 years ago. So,
were they the first?
I don't know if they were the first, but they probably were among the first, you know, and it's been going strong ever since, and so that was good. And so when I moved to St. Edward's to find out that they were celebrating their 100th anniversary of having the Dominican Sisters of Springfield teaching in our school, I you know, I was excited about that, and to come into a centennial celebration, you know,
sure.
We're going to get to be able to meet lots of
good people.
Good people.
Yeah. Sister Marie Michelle, earlier in this program, we were talking with Sue Bordnaro, who is running the upcoming program on strengthening Catholic school conferences, which is really primarily for volunteers, talking a lot about the role of the laity in the governance of the school, the role of parents and others. Talk a little bit about how the volunteers get plugged into St. Edward's School and the role that they play in your administration.
Okay, we have a lot of volunteers. Our parents do a special program called Gallery 43, which is an art program. Our parents supervise the lunchroom. They help out in the classrooms. There are lots of volunteers. I would say about at least 100 people that help out sometime.
And you're known for your music program.
Yes.
And how long has that been really one of your fortes?
Well, actually, the first group of sisters that came to St. Edward in 1910, there were four of them, and among them was one music teacher.
That's amazing. We're going to go to a break here. We're going to talk more about the music program. We're listening to Catholic Community Faith in today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. And our guest in studio, Father Mike Cronin, Sister Virginia Dever, and Sister Marie Michelle. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars. Time is coming up on 9:30 on this gorgeous Monday morning in Chicago. 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Hispanic ministry is celebrated in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We'll take you to the annual Noche de Gala. We'll talk with Cardinal George about the evolving role of deacons in the Catholic Church, and we'll relive the excitement in a southwest suburban parish that played host to Lord Stanley's famous cup. Welcome to the latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back into the program, Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. It's 9:32 in the morning. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackwitz. Sister Virginia Dever is with us, who's an alumna and also a member of the Springfield Dominicans. She's a scripture teacher at St. Edward's School. Sister Marie Michelle, the principal of St. Edward, and Father Mike Cronin, who is the new pastor of St. Edward's, talking about their upcoming 100th year anniversary on September, a big celebration mass coming up on September 20th of 2011. How long, any one of you jump in, has the planning for all of this been going on, and how many people have been involved in putting this grand celebration together?
Well, being a little new at the parish, of course, I don't know exactly how long they've been planning. I just want to make sure we heard right. It's going to be in February the 20th. The Cardinal is going to come to offer Mass for the centennial celebration. We're honored to have him. And, of course, we'll be inviting the priests who have served the parish, the sisters who have served in the school, and other faculty and staff who have been part of St. Edward's all along the way, and especially, of course, the students who have been part of St. Edward's, the alumni, to come back and celebrate with us.
A lot of alumni that are still in the Chicagoland area, or have they gone elsewhere?
Sister Marie Michelle? We have lots of alumni that still are very involved in the parish, so anytime we have any kind of celebration, it's filled with alumni.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have Sister Virginia Dever here in studio, and mentioning that Sister Virginia is class of 1931, which, if I do my math right, makes Sister Virginia 93 years old and going strong and still teaching scripture in the grammar school. Sister Virginia, how many years have you been at St. Edward on the faculty?
I don't know. It's about 10.
18.
18 years.
Yes.
I've been here 18?
Yes.
My gosh.
The years do go by quickly, don't they? Wow.
And then time goes.
And you professed final vows in what year? How many years have you been religious? You've been celebrating.
I had my 50th.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't pay any attention as the years go by.
Now, what
is this? Great.
What were you doing prior to coming to St. Edward's to be on the faculty?
Oh, I was in Springfield, and I was doing drama there. I did the musicals and the drama programs and at our academy. It was an academy then. Now it's got... I brought the boys in. It was all girls. And
Now, speaking of music, say something more, Sister Marie Michelle, about, I know one of the great strengths of St. Edward's School is the whole music department. Say something about that presently today.
Okay, at present we have 9 faculty members that teach music.
That's a lot.
We just added
great.
Voice this year. We have a senior orchestra, a junior orchestra, a band, a chorus, and the orchestra will be playing for Father Mike's installation.
On October 10th.
Wow. Yes.
With Bishop Frank Kane.
Actually, Bishop John Manns is going to.
Bishop John Manns.
Right. He's going to substitute for us.
Okay.
We don't have a vicar at the moment since
that's right.
Bishop Tom Perpraki went down to be the ordinary in Springfield.
Exactly. That's right.
Now, Father Mike, you're kind of jumping into this 100th anniversary celebration at the bottom, to use a baseball term, the bottom of the 8th inning or so, as everything is pretty much
like
underway.
I like that, Wayne. That's very
good.
What
are, in your time at St. Edward's, and as you look ahead to your leadership of that parish, what are some of the things that you are looking forward to in particular in being at a parish that is clearly not only vibrant educationally, but obviously a very thriving parish, a very long-standing, entrenched parish in the Archdiocese of Chicago? What are some of the things that are going through your mind as you take the helm?
Right, Wayne. Well, actually, it is kind of a vibrant parish on the northwest side of the city. As I come in, as you say, in the bottom of the 8th for this celebration, things are ongoing. You know, I've been to, what's summertime in the city, I've been to about 5 different block parties in the last few weeks since I arrived, and meeting a lot of people, and amazingly, a lot of alumni that still live in the parish, you know. And they're all very interested and, so, you know, strong supporters of the parish and the school. And that's always a great thing, too.
You know, Mike, when you get in any parish, many of the alum who leave the school, grow up, many get married, and come back into the neighborhood for the parish and school, what an incredible compliment to the parish and the school. We have a strong alumni base who leave for the high school, college years, and then come back and then want to resettle in the community. Maybe sometime in their cases, near where they grew up in the same block almost. That's a real compliment to St. Edward's. Since we only have a couple of minutes left, maybe for Sister Marie Michelle, give us some information for any alumni who would be listening to get more information regarding this whole 100th anniversary. Who can they call or give us a web?
They can call the school, 773-736-9133.
The number once again.
773-736-9133.
And a web page or anything?
And the web page is www.stedwardschool.com.
And then when you have this 100th anniversary, beside the big event on February 20th, 2011 with Cardinal Francis George, will there also be like week-long festivities connected with it or any activities happening like monthly?
We have some activities that will be happening. We're going to have our spring show feature the 100th anniversary. We're going to be planting a peace pole in front of the gym, and that'll be part of the anniversary.
And Sister Virginia, are you going to be doing any drama presentation as part of this?
Or no,
because
I doubt it.
I'm looking forward to that, if that were a piece of this this celebration.
Are you going to be leading the basketball team out on the court?
I doubt it.
How have you went to St. Edward's, now you're on the faculty there. What is the biggest change you've seen in students from what you remember when you were at St. Edward's to today? Is it are they smarter? Are they more plugged in? Are
lots
they
more sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
Than we were.
How so?
And it seems, I don't know, just, well, think of of the programs that they have now that we didn't have then. You know,
sure.
I mean, sure, just
how
think
the world
of radio
has changed.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And do you teach scripture? Do you use Facebook or anything to keep in touch with your students?
No, I don't.
Okay. No. Well, there's something for the next strategic plan, right?
There is a Facebook page, St. Edward Alumni, so there's lots of information out there.
Good.
Great, terrific.
Terrific. Well, we want to thank all of our guests, and God bless all of you for a terrific 100th-year anniversary celebration coming up. The Mass, February 20th of 2011. Sister Virginia Dever, who is a scripture teacher at St. Edward, Sister Marie Michelle, the principal, and Father Mike Cronin, the new pastor at St. Edward. Congratulations on your new appointment, and God bless you on your installation. Thank you all for being here today. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 940 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your community.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition on Catholic Community of Faith. The time in Chicago is 9:43.
It's a good thing I'm here to keep things moving. Otherwise, we'd be losing lots of precious time. We have marvelous guests here. And
I'm glad we had that music running so we could keep taking more notes here. And Father Greg Sack was along with Wayne Magyars. And moving to another segment, in 2007, the Office of Catholic Schools began a partnership with the Catholic Diocese of Suka, Nigeria, in order to provide technical assistance in reestablishing a sustainable Catholic school system under the leadership of Bishop Francis Okobo. Bishop Okobo appointed Reverend Wilfred Willie Odo to manage the project in the Diocese of Suka, Nigeria. Say that three times, Wayne. Okay.
Is it Nsukka, right?
Nsukka.
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 Nsukka, Nigeria.
Nsukka. Okay. A little bit.
Nsukka.
in Suka. And with us in studio, we have Esther Hicks, the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Director of Catholic School Identity and Mission. Also with us in studio, Dr. Gretchen Ludwig, Principal of Holy Family Catholic Academy in Inverness, and also a parishioner there. And also with us in studio, Reverend Wilfred Willie Odo of the Diocese of Nsukka, Nigeria.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Catholic Schools Today. And Esther, maybe just kind of open up and unpackage the whole thing of the relationship, the partnership with Nsukka, Nigeria.
A number of years ago, Dr. Nicholas Walsanovich met with Father Willie Odo. And at that time, Father Willie was working here in the Pastoral Center in the Marriage Tribunal. And so he had the opportunity to, Dr. Walsanovich had the opportunity to learn a little bit about the Nsukka Diocese and the needs of education there. So in the course of those conversations, Dr. Walsanovich agreed to provide technical assistance to Bishop Okobo for the development of the Catholic schools at this point in time in the diocese. And so first thing we did was get permission from Cardinal George to do this, which he has given to us. And so for the past 3 years in particular, we have been working with the diocese. We now have a full plan. We have a case statement. We have had the opportunity to work with a committee of about 30 people, 20 of whom have visited Nsukka. And there's high energy in the schools for this as well, because we work with the principals on a mission, kind of an education program about Nsukka, and then also to volunteer and to give.
Now, Father Willie, tell us about the Diocese of Nsukka, parishes, schools, young people, just to give us a kind of a perspective of your diocese.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nsukka Diocese is a young diocese of 19 years old, 19 this year. And we have up to 62 parishes in Nsukka Diocese, and we have up to 47 Catholic schools.
So 62 parishes at the time and 47 Catholic schools, which is incredible for such a young diocese.
Well, that is a way of trying to give the best we can to the society of ours that has got in trouble because of the bad management of schools by the government. The Irish missionaries established Catholic schools in our area. That was about 101 years ago when they first came for missionary work in Nigeria.
And you were ordained a priest in what year?
I was ordained in 1992.
In Nsukka?
Nsukka Diocese. I think I should be among the first priests of ordained in the diocese, just after the diocese was proclaimed.
That's marvelous.
Yeah.
Now, there is as Esther mentioned, there is a plan, a vision for some of the key areas of need in the Nsukka Diocese. Tell us just briefly the top three or four of those and why they're so important to sustaining the work in your diocese.
Actually, the because of the backwardness of education generally in Nigeria, and particularly in our diocese, we have basic needs in terms of trying to make the schools what they should be, I mean, to upgrade them, to wake them up. The basic needs like lack of buildings, lack of classrooms, lack of infrastructures generally, facilities. Almost all the schools there, none of the school has water. Water, and water is so basic.
How about teachers? How about faculty? Are there a plentiful supply?
Also, teachers, we lack qualified teachers as such. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have also to train our teachers to a certain level so that they can give their best to the kids.
And before we go to a break, Dr. Gretchen Ludwig, Principal of Holy Family Catholic Academy in Inverness, how do you connect with this whole project?
I was privileged to be one of the part of the delegation that went to Nsukka last March. So I spent about a week there and met Father Willie there, and we were able to visit 17 schools in the time that we were there, plus one of the hospitals that's in Nsukka. We went way out to the hinterlands. We went to schools where kids had never even seen white people before, kids or adults. And it was a remarkable experience. The people there were warm and welcoming, faith-filled. It was very inspirational just to be a part of that. And I'm very privileged to have met the people that I did and to have spent some time there.
We're talking with Father Willie Otto, who is with the Diocese of Nsukka, Esther Hicks, the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Director of Catholic School Identity and Mission, and Dr. Gretchen Lugwood, who is the Principal of Holy Family in Inverness and also was on the delegation to the Diocese of Nsukka. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 950 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Despite medical advancements, prevention, research, and groundbreaking treatment opportunities, the ongoing impact of the global HIV/AIDS pandemic continues to be staggering. Please join or support Catholic Charities this year on Saturday, October 2nd in Grant Park at the AIDS Run Walk. 100% of the funds raised by Team Catholic Charities are returned to Catholic Charities in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call 312-655-7322 or visit www.catholiccharities.net.
Faith, family, future. Be part of the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics. Hello, I'm Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago Office for Black Catholics.
And I'm Devin Jones, one of the hosts of the radio program God's Praises Tell. We hope you can join us during the last week in October for this historic celebration.
There will be an opening mass celebrated by Bishop Joseph Perry at St. Albie Church on Sunday afternoon, October 24th. During the week, there will be two revivals and even a youth and young adult evening, all featuring inspirational music and speakers.
And Cardinal Francis George will celebrate the closing mass on Sunday, October 31st at St. Jude the Apostle Church in South Holland. Go to www.blackcatholicchicago.org for the full schedule of events.
That's www.blackcatholicchicago.org. Come, help us celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith in today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Magyar. Time is 9:52 on this Monday morning. Our phone number 312-255-8408. And we're in studio with us is Esther Hicks and Dr. Gretchen Ludwig and Father Willie Otto. And we're speaking about the collaboration, the joint effort with Nsukka, Nigeria. And Esther, speak for a moment. There's a huge campaign called Dollars for Dreams 2011. What is it, for what, and why?
The Dollar for Dreams campaign is to help us realize the master plan that we have just finished. And that master plan includes a school that is going to be a lab school, nursery through college level, so that we can educate for teachers at the master degree level and in a lab setting, which is going to be the pre-K through high school school. This is going to take, of course, a lot of money. The campaign is estimated to cost us $5 million, so that's what we're going for, and we're going to get it. Some of that will be raising money for the building of the school. The rest of it will be for the development of schools in the diocese. So there's infrastructure, as Father Willie said before. There are training of teachers, as Dr. Ludwig said, and there are also other kinds of things that we want to set in place, like technology, media centers, libraries. stories because the children have no books. So we want to give them the opportunity to have some kind of essential materials that would help the educational process, as Gretchen said earlier.
Dollars for Dreams will be the revenue engine going on here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. But Father Willie, you're the man on the ground back in your diocese to really make all of this happen and work. So tell us about where, when you wrap your arms around the enormous challenges that you face and this good collaboration with the Archdiocese of Chicago, how do you begin to prioritize where your time ought to be spent and where the needs most desperately are required?
Yeah, actually, in this moment, I am working in my home diocese, Nsukka. And I know the need is actually based there. And it is already very, very great for the Archdiocese of Chicago to take up this mission of assisting our Catholic schools. And just as Esther said about realizing the dream, we have great dream, as she mentioned, and with the dollar for dreams, I believe people who are even listening to us this moment will also feel involved about the whole project and the mission. And I believe it is a priority to actually have established this model school and also the training of the teachers. So I'm doing my best as much as possible to organize our people to collaborate very well with regard to this mission from Archdiocese of Chicago.
Gretchen, you were part of the delegation in March to Nsukka.
That's right.
What impressed you the most? In some ways, you were an outsider. It was your first visit there. So for Father Willie, it's his home city, home country, and Esther's been deeply connected. But as an outside observer, when you stepped into the country, into the city, what really struck you the most about the Catholic presence in Nsukka?
The people, absolutely the people. No matter where we went, I was inspired and impressed by the people. Their faith is incredible. It's a deep, abiding faith. They live their faith. It's part of who they are. They express it with a glowing sense of joy that is unlike anything I've seen. That's the thing that I think will drive the people in terms of the Catholic schools, because they are so committed to doing what they want to do because of that deep abiding faith.
And Esther, that foundational faith is really critical to making this all work, because it's more than just the dollars and the manpower on the street.
The way I look at it is absolutely critical, but there's another piece, and that is it's well organized. The church has gone through a resurrection experience since the Biafra War, when the church was almost completely destroyed. The people literally rose up and created the church that they belong to now. So this is why I believe the plan that we have developed for us here, for Nsukka, is a systemic plan. It's not just for a school somewhere where we're going to provide service, but it is for a whole system of schools that eventually will be nearly 200 schools.
And the thing is, we're literally running out of time. What is the Catholic population in Nsukka, Willie?
The Catholic population should be up to 600,000.
So right now about 600,000. Now, if someone wanted right now, Esther, to contribute to the Dollars for Dreams campaign, give us a phone number or a web. They can make a contribution.
First of all, they could contact my office, and that number is 312-534-5305.
Then number once again.
312-534-5305. And then we also have a website and a blog spot that is all the information that we're talking about is available there, and that is http://nsukkaschools, nsukkaschools.blogspot.com.
Okay, we've run out of time. I want to thank in a very special way our guest, Esther Hicks, Father Willie Odo, and Dr. Gretchen Ludwig for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today for a great program. the whole relationship between the Archdiocese of Chicago and Nsukka, Nigeria. Special thanks to Wayne Majors for being co-host today. Thank you. Always great to see you, Wayne.
Nice to see you.
Have a great week. And special thanks to our excellent producer, Jasmine Quiros, and Ryan Blackburn, and our engineer. Great job as usual, Brian Hitman Hockey Brock. So have a great week to all. Go White Sox. Go Bears.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.